KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 1 degree above zero. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with a 20% chance of snow and a high around 14, winds north at 5 to 10. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports deputies with the assistance of Red Oak Police responded just after 8 p.m. Friday to a domestic assault that took place in the 400 block of 4th Avenue in Red Oak. Taken into custody was 47-year-old Richard Ricky Brian Jenkins of Red Oak. Jenkins was charged with domestic abuse assault second offense, a serious misdemeanor. He was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. The Pottawatomie County Attorney says an investigation has found a Council Bluffs police officer was justified in shooting a suspect. County Attorney Matt Wilbur joined with other law enforcement officials Friday to announce Officer Trevor Benson's actions in the February 1st shooting were justified. Benson shot 21-year-old Dayton Petrie of Omaha during an early morning altercation. Police say that Petrie refused to tell Benson his name or get out of his car. When Benson opened Petrie's door to try and remove him, Petrie put the car in reverse, dragging the officer about 40 feet. Benson fired two shots, hitting Petrie in the chest. He's expected to be released soon from an Omaha hospital. Officer Benson wasn't hurt in that incident. Authorities say that Petrie will face parole violation charges in Nebraska and then be tried on the Iowa charges. A traffic stop Thursday in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a man on a drug charge. 33-year-old Taylor James Reed of Omaha was arrested at around 8 p.m. Thursday for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Authorities seized into evidence 27.5 grams of a green leafy substance, identified as marijuana, and a multicolored container with green wax, along with two meth or marijuana pipes. A woman from Council Bluffs turned herself into the Pott County Sheriff's Office Thursday morning. 26-year-old Caitlin Elise Peabody was wanted for a violation of probation. She was booked into the Pott County Jail. 22-year-old Sean Richard Ellis of Council Bluffs turned himself in at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office also on Thursday morning. He was wanted on warrants for fifth-degree criminal mischief and felony charges of willful injury, aggravated assault, along with domestic abuse assault, and violation of probation. Ellis was turned over to jail staff. Thursday afternoon, a warrant was served on a woman already booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. Authorities said 52-year-old Julie Ann Guy of Council Bluffs was served with a warrant for violation of probation and then returned to the custody of jail staff. A man from Nebraska, who was also being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail, was served with a warrant for being a fugitive from justice. 34-year-old William J. Odinus of Omaha was served and then returned to his cell. And a Wisconsin man was arrested Thursday for criminal trespass with injury and criminal mischief in the third degree. 25-year-old Justin Time Roca of Beloit, Wisconsin, was taken into custody for causing an estimated $1,000 damage to the front entry door, window, and bathroom vanity at a residence in the 500 block of Brady Street in Minden. Rocco was booked into the Pott County Jail. In other news, a reminder that on March the 6th, Adair County will host a special election for the issuance of a bond to construct a courthouse elevator. Auditor Mindy Schaefer says the bond would not exceed $650,000, making the total project not to exceed $1.25 million. Meetings will be held in all the cities in Adair County within the next few weeks to try and answer any questions and demonstrate the need for that new elevator. The meeting schedules include February 15th at the Bridgewater Town Hall at 6 p.m., February 15th at the Fontenelle Library at 7 p.m., on February 22nd at the Adair County Courthouse Courtroom at 7 p.m., also on February 22nd at the Orient City Hall at 6 p.m. February 27th, the elevator meeting will take place at the Stewart Legion Hall beginning at 7 p.m., and February 28th at the Adair City Hall beginning at 6 p.m. The next session of Healthy You is scheduled for noon on Thursday, February 15th at the Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital. Paul Krasinski, ARNP, will talk about both the role of the hospitalist and a heart health since February is American Heart Month. Paul received his Bachelor of Science degree in nursing from Creighton and then worked as an intensive care while pursuing his Master of Science in nursing and becoming an acute care nurse practitioner. Being a nurse practitioner has allowed him to combine his passion for fitness, science, and service to patients into a challenging and rewarding career. Healthy You is a free educational lunch series at the Cass County Health System, held monthly at Cass County Memorial Hospital, Conference Room Number 2. That's just inside the atrium. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required, as there is a lunch provided for all attendees. You can call 712-243-7479 to reserve your seat. And something else to mark on your calendar, the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development invites you to attend the 27th annual meeting of the Wallace Foundation. That'll be on Tuesday, March the 6th at the Learning Center located at the ISU Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. The program on that date will begin at 9:30 a.m. Featured speakers are Steve Johnson, ISU Farm Management Specialist, will be speaking on riding the ag cycles, and Dave Swenson, ISU Economist, will be speaking on an overview of Iowa's economy and the growth challenges rural areas face. A complimentary lunch will be served at 11:30 a.m., followed by the annual business meeting at 12:45 p.m. The Armstrong Research Farm is located 12 miles southwest of Atlantic on Highway 6, a half mile south then on 525th Street, and then a half mile back east on Hitchcock Avenue, or 13 miles east of Oakland on Highway 6, and a half mile south on 525th, and then a half mile east on Hitchcock Avenue. For more information on that March 6th event, you can call the Wallace Foundation at 712-769-2650. And a former councilman of a northwestern Iowa town has pleaded not guilty to sexually abusing two young girls. The Sioux City Journal reports that former Sac City councilman, 76-year-old Gary Hansen Sr., entered a written plea Thursday in Sac County District Court to four counts of second-degree sexual abuse. Police say that Hansen had sexual contact with two girls who were then under the age of 12 in 2009 and 2010. One of the victims was about 6 years of age. Hansen had served on the Sac City Council until 2015 when he lost a bid for re-election. His attorney, Jason Reaper of Des Moines, says his client plans to fight the charges at trial, although they are reviewing their options. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Scott H. Robinson, age 77, of Manning, died January 31st at his home in Sun City, Arizona. Funeral services for Scott Robinson will be this morning at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Betty Aiken, age 89, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A memorial service for Betty Aiken will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Clifford Fries, age 88, of Anita, died January 27th at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Clifford Fries will be today at 11 o'clock at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Harley Edwin Plain, age 93, of Erling, died February 1st at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A celebration of life open house for Harley Plain will be held today from 1 until 3 p.m. in the chapel at Little Flower Haven in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Stanley Pelzer, age 81, of Griswold, died Wednesday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Stanley Pelzer will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Grant United Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Inez Monkey, age 98, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Inez Monkey will be this coming Monday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. John C. Barrett, age 94, of Avoca and formerly of Shelby, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for John Barrett will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Teresa Bloom, age 87, of Walnut, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Teresa Bloom will be on February 17th at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Lyle Shaver, age 89, of Cumberland, died Friday at the Bridges in Ankeny. Funeral services for Lyle Shaver are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Mary Lou Warrior, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Mary Lou Warrior are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Nancy Major, age 76, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Birdhouse Hospice in Iowa City. Private family services will be held for Nancy Major with burial in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.